It is the good stuff, right? Indeed. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
You ready for some good stuff? I know. I don't know why I did that.
Is it Christmas time in July?
Maybe.
Okay.
You know, some businesses have Christmas in July. I guess I'm getting in the spirit.
I better go get you a gift then.
Yep, indeed. Please do. You know, the horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to us weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. So how are you going to start getting Tri-State Livestock News at your house?
I'm going to subscribe online at tsln.com, and then I'm going to get that great publication.
Because that's what ranchers read.
That's right.
Indeed.
And if you're planning a vacation, why not come down to Valentine, Nebraska area? The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board might be start thinking about a fall hunting trip for some prairie chickens or the grouse. Pheasants, we got some of those around too. Maybe a turkey hunt, a deer hunt, antelope hunt, all of those kind of things. Check out the things you need to plan for. Visit valentine.com.
Okay, Mike, I've got jar and coffee. What
sounds
have you
good.
Got coming up?
Well, if I have time, I'm going to talk about Leroy.
Okay, sounds good. Well, this actually was sent to Jim by Dave Penn. When things in your life seem almost too much to handle, when 24 hours in a day are not enough, remember the mayonnaise jar and the coffee. A professor stood before his philosophy class and had some items in front of him. When the class began, wordlessly, he picked up a very large and empty jar and proceeded to fill it with golf balls. He then asked the students if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. So the professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed it was. The professor next picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up everything else. He asked once more if the jar was full, and the students responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then produced 2 cups of coffee from under the table and poured the entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand. The students laughed. "Now," said the professor as the laughter subsided, "I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things. Your God, your family, your children, your health, your friends, and your favorite passions. Things that if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, and your car. The sand is everything else, the small stuff, you know. If you put the sand into the jar first," he continued, "there is no room for the pebbles or the golf balls. The same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are really important to you. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Play with your children. Take time to get medical checkups. Take your partner out to dinner. Play another 18. There will always be time to clean the house and fix the disposal. Take care of the golf ball first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand." One of the students raised her hand and inquired what the coffee represented. The professor smiled. "I'm glad you asked. It just goes to show you that no matter how full your life may seem, there's always room for a couple cups of coffee with a friend."
Well, a good lesson there. From D&M Robertson, Leroy goes into a revival and listens to the preacher. After a while, the preacher asked anyone with needs to be prayed over to come forward to the front of the altar. Leroy gets in line. When it's his turn, the preacher asks, "Leroy, what do you want me to pray for?" Leroy replies, "Preacher, I need you to pray for my hearing." The preacher puts one finger in Leroy's ear, and he places the other hand on top of Leroy's head, and he prays, and he prays, and he prays. After a few minutes, the preacher removes his hand, stands back, and asks Leroy, "Leroy, how is your hearing now?" Leroy says, "I don't know, Reverend. It ain't till next Wednesday."
I have to admit, I did not see that one coming.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.